Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and my guest in the studio this week is Klaus Wittauer from Select Wines Incorporated, and he is an importer of Austrian wines. And for the next couple of weeks, we have the pleasure of talking about wine and the wine industry in Austria. Most famous from Austria are white wines, correct?
Yeah, we are 70% white wine production, but red wine is growing. Mm-hmm. But of course, Grüner Veltliner, which some people starting to know and get to know, is our number one grape variety.
Mm-hmm. But you're also growing Riesling and you're growing Chardonnay in Austria.
Yeah, Riesling obviously is the second most important variety, but dry Riesling we make in Austria.
Sure, sure. Now you, unlike Germany, which is much colder region, Austria is a much warmer country. You're far further south. I mean, you're next to Bavaria, as it were, the very south of Germany.
Well, I would say we are next to Italy.
True.
We are north of Italy. Bavaria makes beer, some of the best beers. We make beer in Austria too. But on the eastern part of Austria, where the Alps end and there's no more skiing, it's kind of used to be an ocean. And that's where we have the vineyards around Vienna and right a little bit north of Italy.
There's an interesting story about how Chardonnay came to Austria. Tell me about that.
Well, Chardonnay, I mean, first of all, when you look at the map, Austria and Burgundy and Oregon is on the same latitude. And there was Erzherzog, one of the Habsburger Erzherzogs.
One of the crown princes.
Crown princes.
Yes.
Went on vacation to Burgundy. And when he came back, he brought in some wines from Burgundy. But he forgot the name of the grape. But he remembered that his vacation was in the town of Morillon, which is in southern Bourgogne. He told his producers or his growers who make grapes in Styria, where he had his castle, that this grape is called Morillon. And to this day, a Chardonnay in Styria is still called Morillon.
It doesn't taste like Burgundy and it doesn't taste like California. It has a very unique flavor, your Chardonnays.
It has the Austrian terroir. It has the climate.
Right.
So, number one, we don't do oak with it.
Right.
We like to keep it in stainless steel to really show the fruit. The one we tasted today is from the Natzel family in the Carnuntum region, which is a warm region, but has cool nights. So you got that beautiful balance between the tropical fruit and then the acid kicking in. And it's just the perfect food wine.
What are you most proud of in the whites? What excites you about Austrian whites? Currently?
The balance, the fruit, the flavor, that I can drink two glasses without being drunk and getting hungry.
Touché. So these are both good wines with food and good wines before food, which is nice.
Yes. People have their big meal in Austria and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, we do cold cuts and just get together and drink a couple liters of wine.
That sounds like an extremely pleasant way to spend an evening and a great suggestion for what to do tonight. My guest in the studio is Klaus Wittauer from Select Wines Incorporated. They're in Chantilly, Virginia. They are specialists in importing Austrian wine. You can find them on the web at kwselection.com. That's kwselection.com. And Klaus will be back next week and we'll talk more about wine in Austria and Austrian wine. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.